We'll begin with Heather Parker. And Mr. Mayo, this question will be asked to you first.
Mayor Mayo, what is your position on the Affordable Care Act? Can it be improved or should it be repealed?
Well, there's no question that I've said all along that concerning the Affordable Care Act, there are some great features and benefits in it. The fact that youth can stay on their parents' policy until they're 26, that is significant. Also, pre-existing illnesses can be taken care of where prior to you could not be able to do that. Now, there's no question that there are some challenges and there's some issues with the Affordable Care Act. There's a lot of talk about repealing it. There's no way that you can repeal it unless you can override the president's veto, which you will not be able to do, even though the Republicans have taken over the Senate and also both houses. So if you have an issue with anything, such as a car, which I did, I had an issue with my starter. And so when I took it to the shop, I didn't say, give me a brand new car. I said, fix what's wrong with it. And that was, give me a brand new starter. And that's what we should do with the Affordable Care Act. You don't just tear up the whole thing and try to bring something back which has the same features, some of the similar features in it, and also add to it. You just fix what's wrong with it. So I do support it with some changes.
Mr. Abram?
You should come to my practice in Mangum on a daily basis, and I can show you the debacle that the Obamacare law, if we can call it that, because it's been changed 37 individual times by President Obama with executive action. We don't know what the law is anymore. And it's, we cannot write prescriptions we want. I can't get an MRI on a young lady that had a brain aneurysm. It's gotten to the point where our hands are so tied that even to try to work with this law is untenable. Now, Mayor Mayo says, well, it's got some good things, and he compares his starter to his car. Well, yeah, but if the motor's broke, you've got to get a new car just because the door opens. So we've got to get this law repealed if possible. If not, we change it 180 degrees because as a practicing physician right now, it's not working. It's even dangerous because we cannot do what we need to do for our patient.
Rebuttal.
Well, first of all, we all know that the Republicans have tried to repeal it countless of times, and they say that they're conservative. He says he's conservative. They've spent over $80 million trying to repeal this law, which cannot be repealed unless you can override the president's veto. That's problematic. And even if you were able to repeal it, you're going to hurt children, you're going to hurt seniors, and also disabled. And that's problematic, too. Now, let's get down to the level to where the rubber meets the road. You're going to deal with these children. You're going to cut the children off. You got 10 million people that's got coverage now. You got over 100,000 people in the state of Louisiana. And you're going to hurt them because now they have coverage, which they have not had coverage.